Morning and welcome to a very short but sweet bet slip on Sunday the 19th of May. I just know how much you like to hear my dulcet tones. Nice couple of comments back, Reece Farage, fair play if that's how you feel. I don't take offence to it and you shouldn't when I say things, but yeah, differing views as always with these sort of issues. Tomorrow I will share the story of the snip. I know Chris Jones certainly will be laughing and enjoying the thought of me in paint. On other matters, I was in Manchester yesterday, obviously travelling back, having a browse, social media and things. I see Betfair had a bit of a disaster again yesterday. I've written a very detailed email to my contact at Betfair this morning, just regarding the state of the exchange in particular. Football matches missing, markets not going in play, obviously outages. I've just literally sent that off now, so we'll see what comes back over this week and see if there is going to be any improvement. Certainly seems to be falling into a state of disrepair at the minute, and things like BetDAC might be looking more attractive. Any horses, if there are any, I will put up this afternoon. I was hoping not to move up. Well, I was told I wouldn't have to move up to Cambridge. My boy was happy to go back on his own. Subsequently, he has changed his mind. Unfortunately, it is a fluid situation. So I am going to be either moving up to Cambridge today or tomorrow morning. Speak to him this afternoon and see what the situation is, but he wants me to go with him. Yeah, I'm not going to be about a lot. He's got exams Monday, Wednesday, Friday till I can get that done. But, you know, website-wise and things coming out, everything will continue as normal. Those in Manchester and London over Friday and Saturday, if you've sent me a Dropbox email, I have linked you to my files. For those who haven't, do send it in and I'll get it done over the next day or so. Just check that you're receiving everything. Didn't watch your revision last night. Have no idea who won, but I hope you all enjoyed it. Seemed to be a few on social media getting excited. A couple of football trades is all. We've just got a couple of small football trades. Let's dig them out. Oh, and the golf, obviously. Saw one person greened up on Twitter. Well done. I imagine a few of you are okay and be almost inconceivable if he didn't win it now. So nice to get some golf profits in the pocket. It is a game of patience betting on that stuff, but yeah, that's all looking pretty good, isn't it? That he's played exceptionally well by the looks of it. I haven't seen any of it, but he seems to be making the game look very easy over the last 2 years. Kupka done really well. So yes, I have just got a couple of trades for you. In German Bundesliga 2, Arminia Bielefeld versus Holstein Kiel. In that game there, I'll give it 10 minutes and back, over 2.5 goals dripping through to 25 minutes and removing liability if a goal goes in on the unders. Obviously, if two quick goals went in, then you can just green up and get it done. So that is 2:30, Germany Bundesliga 2, Arminia Bielefeld game. And then in the Segunda at 7 o'clock, Lugo Deportivo, 20 minutes over 1.5 goals. So 0-0, 20 minutes, backing over 1.5 goals and dripping it through sort of to the 35th minute, so 20 minutes, 27 minutes, 35 minutes, and again removing your liability on the unders. Hope you have a good day. Those on the seminar, I will update the file sort of lunchtime-ish, looking at the Danes games, 2:30, there's a lot kicking off. My focus will probably be on the afternoon, but I'll annotate and update that for you later and drop in the folder sort of early afternoon. And then I'll just tweet when I've done that. So just let the market settle and let some prices sort themselves out. So yeah, have a great Sunday. And I'll be back tomorrow with a couple of stories. And any bets and trades, obviously, we will get quieter on the football front, and we'll dig out a bit more then on the horse racing through the summer. Enjoy your Sunday, and I will speak to you all in the morning.